Bingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Sertel. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, Tony.
A couple stories I want to talk to you about. One, Ingham County is involved to sue a mortgage company, MERS, because apparently they've been doing some unsavory things, which could be costing the county and the state, as well as other parts of the country, a lot of money. Tell us about this story.
You know, MERS is Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems. They're a shadow registry created by the banks to basically hide fees that are owed in county offices across the country. And this is on their own website. They also, in many ways, acted like a bank and actually performed foreclosures that have now been declared illegal across Michigan. But the problem is, when they did all this, they skirted paperwork and tried to hide a lot of things that were going on in the process, and we believe avoided transfer tax by doing that. And we're not the only ones. Branch County has joined our lawsuit, and we've declared class action for the entire state because it was going on across the state.
How did you find out about this, Curtis?
You know, when we started the robo-signing scandal, one of the things we noticed was that MERS was a large part of this, because instead of filing a lot of these documents in our office, they created them themselves. And then they were either lost, destroyed, stolen, we don't know. But when they went to go foreclose on people, they had to create these documents out of thin air. And that's when you saw the Linda Green signatures and all of that. So knowing that, we knew there was a pattern of deceit. So we decided to ask our lawyers and investigators to actually go further and actually see if the county was owed any money from this process. And it turns out that we believe we have a legitimate case where they tried to avoid transfer tax.
You were kind enough to send me the 21-page, thank goodness it was a document through the email as opposed to printing this bad boy off. But
yeah.
The 30th Circuit Court for the County of Ingham, your lawsuit against Bank of America and several other entities, tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, what it basically is this transfer tax. I mean, what we're saying is that they have gone through a systematic effort to create a shadow registry system that doesn't only make it hard for each individual citizen to know who holds their mortgage, but also makes it hard for the government to track transfer to transfer. And what they'll do is MERS will buy a property at sale and then transfer to the bank at some point, and so they paid less than $100. That doesn't make any sense because MERS at sale actually said that property was worth much more than that. And we don't think it's the actual business practice that's going on. We think it's a shell game that is being used to cover up the need to pay transfer taxes.
You name individual, you name MERS, Bank of America's on here, Chase Mortgage, J.P. Morgan. These are some big boys.
Yeah, you know, and we name the local foreclosure companies that are involved, the foreclosure companies, title companies, and also three MERS vice presidents that are actually employees of foreclosure firms. And the reason we did that is because we don't want somebody pointing outside the lawsuit and saying, hey, it's their fault. The reality is the person who drafts a document, the person that delivers a document, they're all responsible and a part of this process. So we want people to say who actually was the final decision maker on not paying these taxes, and that's the person who should be responsible for the tax. But we didn't want them to be able to say, oh, well, it was somebody else. So the entire process is encapsulated in that lawsuit, and we hope that somebody will tell us the truth, and we'll be able to actually find out where the actual taxes are owed.
All right, Curtis, we'll continue to follow this case. Thank you.
Thank you.